Is silver the new GameStop? I'm David Brancaccio. Prices for silver, the precious metal, rose to an 8-year high in overseas markets overnight. That rise apparently fueled by individual investors of the sort who've embraced GameStop of late. Among their goals, to make money by wrong-footing the investment pros. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here with more. Why silver?
Well, David, the talk online in online forums is that a lot of big banks hold short positions on silver. That means they're betting the price will go down. So retail investors appear to be trying to do what they did with GameStop, drive up silver's price to hurt big banks this time. With GameStop, they were targeting hedge funds.
Now, we're seeing, as I say, the price of silver go up overseas. Could this strategy work?
So analysts are skeptical because big banks have far greater assets than hedge funds. So we're comparing apples to oranges here. Also, banks might own silver too, not just short positions. So if the price of silver goes up, that could actually benefit banks.
And, you know, silver is a commodity, not a stock. When you buy silver, there ultimately has to be a physical bar of silver held somewhere. That's got to make a difference, right?
Yeah, it does make a difference. Retail investors are targeting exchange-traded funds, ETFs, so they're trading in silver that way, the way you would in stock, without having to actually buy physical silver bars. So that can move up prices in the short term, but in the long term, analysts are still skeptical because there is just a lot of silver out there, David. It's a huge market and plenty of sellers and buyers.
All right, Nova, thank you. The trading platform used for a lot of this is Robinhood. This morning, it has trading restrictions on 8 companies, down from 50 yesterday. Stock index futures are up. The Dow future up 244 points, 0.8%. The NASDAQ future is up 1.2%. With all those boxes on doorsteps these days, we'll find out tomorrow how UPS did in its most recent quarter. Marketplace's Justin Ho has that.
Shipping companies have expanded capacity to handle the surge in deliveries during the pandemic. Supply chain management professor Dale Rogers at Arizona State University says shippers have also had to upgrade safety.
All of those costs are hitting the bottom line of a lot of these carriers.
Rogers says shippers are also servicing sectors of the economy that aren't doing so well. For instance, Rogers says there's a shortage of semiconductor chips right now, which means that there are less of them to ship to computer and auto manufacturers.
So all that kind of stuff directly affects logistics companies like UPS.
Last week, the company announced it'll sell off its freight business, which focuses on trucking cargo around the country. Adi Tomer at the Brookings Institution says that's a bet on the profitability of home deliveries.
First and last mile deliveries or pickups is absolutely the high growth area here.
UPS says the sale will help the company be better, not bigger. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
Fast Track, our coverage of the logistics of vaccine distribution. 32 million doses have been given out, some folks waiting in long lines, others get to sign up online. Is this fair? Here's Marketplace's Samantha Fields.
If you live in New York City, for example, and you want to get a COVID vaccine, Noel Hidalgo, the executive director of the nonprofit Beta NYC, says there are 3 different city websites to check first to find out if you're eligible and see if there's an appointment available.
And then every single health provider has their own scheduling app.
And their own registration process. All of these sites, Hidalgo says, work much better on a computer browser than on a smartphone or tablet.
When you're on a device with a smaller screen and you're literally having to hop around from website to website, it's a really daunting process.
And he says that puts a lot of low-income people at a disadvantage.
A majority of them are connected to the internet, but they're connected to the internet through their smart device, primarily a phone or tablet.
For people who aren't comfortable with technology or who aren't online at all, the current system can be a major barrier to landing a vaccination appointment right now, and not just in New York City.
There's been, unfortunately, so much conversation about who should be in what phase. and not nearly as much attention on how do we actually make sure that the people we're prioritizing can get the vaccine in their arm.
Denny Chan is an attorney with the legal advocacy organization Justice in Aging. He says there's a lot of overlap between people who don't have good internet access or any at all and those who are most vulnerable to COVID in terms of age, income, and race and ethnicity.
There's a lot of intersectionality when we think about the equity issues.
Black and Hispanic people were receiving smaller shares of vaccination, while in contrast, they have accounted for disproportionately high shares of cases and deaths related to COVID-19.
Samantha Artiga is director of racial equity and health policy at the Kaiser Family Foundation, which recently analyzed demographic data about who's been vaccinated so far from the 17 states that have released it.
Given the patterns, I think they raise some early warnings and concerns that point to really the importance of prioritizing equity as vaccine distribution rollout continues.
To do that, she says, governments are going to have to make it much easier for people to get appointments, and not just online. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
And according to the publication Deadline, MGM has reportedly bought the rights to a movie about this GameStop rebellion in progress. It's to be drawn from a book that doesn't exist yet from Ben Mezrich, who wrote the book behind the Social Network movie about Facebook. Are you loving this title being mentioned? The Anti-Social Network? That would suggest the amateur investors tripping up the Wall Street titans here are bent only on chaos, which is not what we're hearing. I'm David Brancaccio. And you're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.